What's up, everyone? This is Nick Bannock, and this is the Learn Paid Media Podcast. This week, I'm talking about Pinterest ads. Pinterest is interesting because it's a platform that's not nearly as big as Facebook. It's not nearly as big as Google for advertising, and it's probably never going to replace any of those. Let's be real, it's just not that popular compared to those, and it's used for a much different purpose. That said, it's awesome because it's used for that different purpose. So people are in a different place when they're using Pinterest versus using Facebook or Instagram. And a lot of times people are using Pinterest to get ideas. People will use it for getting ideas for DIY projects, for household fixes, or for wedding planning, or things like that. There's a lot of fashion on Pinterest. There's a lot of different things, different interests, and people will use it to share their ideas, and it's a really cool thing. So what I've found is that Pinterest ads, which has evolved a lot over the years, and used to be kind of a garbage platform, really, where you were just promoting pins, and it was really difficult to kind of know how things were going, what was really happening there. Well, now it's a full-fledged platform. There's still some issues with it, which I'll talk about a little bit, but it's a big opportunity for you to get success in a B2C vertical. Now, maybe there's room for B2B. I just haven't tested it on Pinterest. It just doesn't seem like the place where B2B would be something that you'd go after, because most of the time, like I said earlier, people are using Pinterest for DIY projects, getting inspiration for ideas, hobbyists, different things like that. So I found that e-commerce B2C works really well there. Now there's probably some room for lead generation in B2C as well. Maybe if there was some sort of lead generation in the fitness space or education or courses or something like that, there might be something there. You know, maybe people are doing DIY projects for carpentry around their house, and you could be a brand that sells courses in carpentry or does some sort of free course lead gen type sales funnel thing like that. There might be some room to advertise on Pinterest that way, but really what I use it for and what I can speak to is e-commerce brands that are selling business to consumer, you know, direct marketing. And what I find is that the direct response on Pinterest can actually be pretty big, but also you have to approach it as knowing that people are not really shopping all the time when they're on Pinterest, so sometimes it is a good place for just general branding. So one of the things that I've done with Pinterest is I've broken it out into different categories, but typically what I do is I use the drive consideration goal and the get conversions goal for my campaign objectives. And there's also a build awareness objective, but I find that you can build awareness with a traffic campaign. This is similar to my approach on Facebook. I'm going to talk about how it's a little bit different with Pinterest. So first thing, Pinterest has campaigns with objectives: build awareness, drive consideration, and get conversions. Those are the three main objectives. But under each one, there's two subcategories. So for build awareness, there is brand awareness and video views. For drive consideration, there's traffic and app install. And then for get conversions, there's conversions and shopping catalogs. Now, I don't really mess with the build awareness campaign strategy for brand awareness and video views. The reason I don't mess with that is because if I'm using a video campaign for branding, what I'll do is I'll set up a drive consideration traffic campaign with the idea that it will drive website traffic. And then you can select a little box for video. It'll say video with, in parentheses, early access at the time of this recording and in my client accounts. And so I can go in and select a traffic campaign and choose that it's going to be a video ad. I can also choose carousel, and that's also early access. So forgive me if this is not in your accounts. It might just be that some it's rolled out to some of my clients, but it might not be in all of your accounts and all that. But anyway, it's coming. So carousel is what you'd expect. Just like Facebook ads, it's setting up carousel ad that has like kind of a scroll through. It's good for telling a story or featuring multiple product lines or different things like that, or showcasing your products in different scenarios, like maybe having a product image and a lifestyle image, some things like that. So the carousel is a newer format. Of course, they have the video views, and the video views are exactly what you'd expect, video campaign. If you don't select carousel or video, it'll just be a standard promoted pin campaign. Now, you can promote pins that already exist in your account, or you can create one while you're creating your campaign and your ad groups. The thing that is important to know with Pinterest is that your campaign objective, that is something that you're stuck with, just like on Facebook when you create it. And then your ad type, carousel or video, if you select that, that's what you're stuck with as well. So you can't really build a campaign where you're going to be going and doing video views and you're going to be doing promoted pins in the same ad group or different ad groups. So you actually have to break them out. It's kind of like using the old school structure in Facebook ads. Like when video first came out for Facebook ads, everyone used to split out video into its own campaign. And people used to split out all the different ad types into their own ad sets and all that. Think of Pinterest like that. It's still set up so that you kind of have to do that. You have to break things out. So I might have a campaign where I have a traffic objective that is a promoted pin, and then I have a video that is also on a traffic objective, but it's a video campaign, and it's the same campaign with the same ad groups and the same targeting. It's just that one of them is using promoted pins and one of them is using video. It's kind of awkward, but it's just how it works. That's just how the platform is. So you do have to segment on Pinterest even if you don't want to. So be aware of that. The traffic campaigns are pretty self-explanatory for traffic. App install, self-explanatory is for driving app installs. The get conversions category is interesting because the get conversions category gives you those subcategories of conversions or shopping catalogs. So shopping catalogs are like a shopping campaign. You upload your product feed to Pinterest and allows you to serve product ads, basically shopping ads, similar to Google Shopping or Facebook Dynamic product ads. The thing is, they portray a little bit strange on Pinterest compared to what you can do with a pin. So I want to try to unpack this a little bit. If you go and look up some brands on Pinterest, some big retailers, maybe look up, you know, like some large retailers. I'm not going to give you examples right now because I don't want to give away any of my clients or competitors or anything like that. But just go on Pinterest if you're interested in this. And I suggest that you do this before you create your own campaigns. Look up some big brands that you've heard of before and just see what they're doing on Pinterest. See if you can get any of their ads or whatnot. If you talk to Pinterest, they'll give you some examples too. But what you'll find is that the shopping catalogs, if you go into a search for a product and you see the shopping catalog ads versus a promoted pin ad, the shopping catalog ads are pretty bare bones. Like it might just be the picture of a product and there's not a lot of information because it's just coming from the product feed. But then the actual conversion category, if you're doing that and you're building your own pins, so maybe you sell a line of, let's just say, pens. You sell pens, that's what your company is selling right now, but you also sell other things like notebooks. Well, if that's the case, you might want to have an ad that features pens for when people are doing searches on Pinterest for pens or they're interested in school supplies, whatever. You want to feature some of these pens. So you build a Pinterest ad that has sort of like a standard banner, a Shop Now button on it, has your brand name, it has some pictures of your pens, maybe there's a lifestyle image as well. So it kind of features the products there, and it's just like a nice looking product showcase of your pens. Well, that would be something that you could launch with your conversion campaign, with the idea of it being maybe add to cart, because you're doing it for prospecting, and you're using the add to cart conversion as your conversion action for that. Or you might just do purchases. Maybe it's a retargeting campaign, and you're doing it to optimize for conversions on purchase. Well, that's going to look a lot nicer than just having your product ad that is one of your pens from your product feed. So that is just something I wanted to bring up here, is that with Pinterest, it does look better when you're doing the conversions campaign with actual creative that you've developed. So I want to be clear that you don't go in and think, I'm just going to create a shopping catalog campaign because shopping works so well for me on Google or Facebook. You should have a conversions campaign featuring products that you've designed as well on Pinterest. And you should have both types, really. But honestly, you'll probably get better results from the conversion campaign than the shopping catalog, depending on what industry you are in. That's not true for everybody, but that's just something that I've seen. Thinking about creative on Pinterest, you don't want it to be the creative you use on Facebook. This is a pretty common mistake. People think, oh, it's another paid social channel, but it doesn't operate the same way as Facebook. And Facebook sort of forces you to run imagery that doesn't have a lot of text on it, and then they give you a lot of room for your copy. Now, Pinterest gives you room to write your copy as well, but with Pinterest, you actually want the pin to have a lot more information on it, similar to how you would do with a standard display banner ad. You would never run a standard display banner ad that's just an image and doesn't have any information on it. You just wouldn't do that. You would have a shop now button on there, maybe your brand name or your logo, some information, maybe just like a line of text talking about what you sell, whatever it is. You would have that in a standard banner ad. And that is what you want on a Pinterest ad as well, a promoted pin. But you don't want it to be super cheesy like some standard banner ads. So there's kind of a fine line there. So like I said, go do some research on some big brands that are probably advertising on Pinterest. Think fashion industries. Think of maybe home goods. Home goods is a big one. So you can look up, and I don't mean the brand home goods. I'm talking about just like stuff that you would have in your house. And just go through, look at some of the different things that you can find on Pinterest, and you'll get some ideas of like what a good promoted pin would look like, what a good Pinterest ad would look like. And you can also look at some of the organic posts that people have on their Pinterest pages as well, or on their Pinterest boards, and you can see what people are running. That'll give you some ideas as well. So anyway, look through what you already have when you start doing Pinterest ads, and think about using some of the assets you already have. Then also look at creating assets that are specifically going to be used as advertisements. So I wanted to clear that stuff up first. The next thing I wanted to talk about with Pinterest is just how bidding and everything works. Now, you can set budgets at the campaign level, but you can also go in and set more individualized budgets at the ad group level. So that is typically how I do it. And then you can set bids as well that way. That's typically the way to go, in my opinion, just to give you a little bit more control. So maybe you have a retargeting campaign, you have a 7-day all visitors audience, and then maybe you have like a product, specific product type page visitors, 14 days or something like that. And then maybe you have like some add to cart visitors and stuff like that. And so you want to have different bids, different budgets for those groups. So it's similar to how you might structure a Facebook campaign. Although with Pinterest, like I said, you still want to segment a little further than what you do on the Facebook side, just because the platform is not that sophisticated in its bidding algorithms yet. One of the big woes with Pinterest is that they don't really have a good bulk editing functionality, like a power editor type thing like Facebook used to have, or just like how you edit right within the Facebook interface now, or like how Google, you can do a lot right in the interface, or you can use Google Ads Editor. They don't really have something like that. So what you have to do is actually download bulk sheets that come out in CSV style spreadsheets. You can then edit them in Microsoft Excel, and then you can re-upload them. It's a little awkward, but you'll get the hang of it. There's just a few fields that you need, and there's a lot of unnecessary fields that you can remove. But basically what you'll do is when you create a Pinterest ad, and it's an ad that you want to use in multiple ad groups, you'll download a bulk sheet of your ad groups, and then you'll be able to download a bulk sheet of that ad. And you can download it with the goal of it being editing or duplicating. It'll ask you when you go to do the download. You can download right from the interface. It's set up for that. And you'll want to download it with the option of duplicating. And then you'll basically take your spreadsheet that has the list of your ad group info, and you'll paste the info from that duplicated ad into that one. Save as a new file, as a CSV, re-upload it. You can probably mess up the first time, get some errors. You'll have to diagnose it. You'll figure it out with some trial and error. First time I was doing it, took me a little few tries and some frustrations, and I wanted to punch my computer a little bit. But after a little bit of time, I figured it out. And just like anything else, you'll get there. Especially if you've been in the industry for a long time, you'll get the hang of it pretty quickly, because a lot of you will remember when we used to have to do a lot of editing with bulk sheets. You know, if you've ever worked in Marin or with DS3 back when it was called DS3. If any of you don't know what I'm talking about, don't worry about it. Just know that a lot of this stuff used to be done with bulk sheets. You used to have to do all this crazy editing in bulk sheets to make big changes across accounts, and it was a real pain in the ass. But they've streamlined things in most cases now. And some of these platforms, though, that are still coming up, I don't know, they're just using the old school model, and they're still kind of bare bones with the spreadsheets, and eventually they'll develop it further. And I think that Pinterest will continue to develop their platform a lot. And one of the things that I do like a lot about Pinterest is that I found that originally it used to go really heavily towards the audience of like wedding planning, things like that. There was a lot of advertising that I did early on with an advertiser that was focused on save the dates and wedding invitations. So we would target basically brides-to-be that were planning their wedding. We would target like wedding planners and stuff like that. And that was a big thing on Pinterest back when the promoted pins first came out. This is going back probably 4 years ago or so, back when it was like barely a platform, maybe 3 years ago. I can't remember exactly when it was, but it was several years ago. And it was barely even a platform for advertising back then. And then I kind of put it away. I didn't really use it much for a while just because I didn't have clients that were a good fit. It was kind of smaller platform. And then I started to pick it up again a lot in the last year. And I've started to do some really, really cool advertising on the platform. And I found that the demographics have changed a lot because of the whole DIY scene making it onto Pinterest. So previously, one thing that we used to find was that the platform used to scale to like a younger female audience mostly. And that was great for certain industries, but it was tough if like you were selling products like, I don't know, like men's shirts or something like that, or like men's suits. You just weren't going to really find that Pinterest was going to be the best platform for you back then. So there's a lot of targeting there. There's all ages, all genders, and you can go after audiences in all different categories now. And it's opened up a lot with different targeting options. You can target people by interests, by keywords, and things like that. There's custom audiences, just like you'll find in LinkedIn and Facebook and Google now and all that. So you can upload a customer list. You can build retargeting audiences. Their pixel works just like Facebook pixel. It's pretty much the same idea. You're putting it on your site. You're tracking add to carts and the product information and all that stuff. So it's a very similar implementation. But you'll find that the platform has a lot of similarities to how Facebook is structured and also similarities to how Google is structured. Like I said, it'll frustrate you a little bit. But if you have a category for one of your clients, or if you run a business, or if you're in-house and you just work on one brand, just think about Pinterest and if your consumers might be there. And if you're not sure, just go and do some searches on Pinterest. So let's say you are a company that sells sneakers. Go and look on Pinterest and see if people are doing things with sneakers on Pinterest, especially for the types of sneakers that maybe you carry or whatnot. You might find that there's a big opportunity there. Now, if you are someone that sells Adidas and Fila and Nike and Puma and whatever else, it might be hard for you to advertise on Pinterest promoting those products if those brands are already there doing the same thing. So keep that in mind too. It just depends on what type of industry it is. That might work. I'm just not sure. But if you're a brand retailer, it's a huge opportunity. So that's a big one. That's most of like what I've been doing there, is managing brands that actually sell direct to consumer. And they might have other channels that they sell through as well. But I'm basically managing campaigns for that e-commerce brand, driving to that e-commerce brand's website, selling products that are branded by that e-commerce website. So I want to be clear there. I have not tested being an e-commerce site that sells other brands and how that would work. I would venture to guess that there's probably some opportunity there. It just depends on if the brands that you're selling are also advertising themselves there, because that would be a tough one. But that's something to look into, and it would still be worthwhile to explore and to just do some competitive research, do some searches there, and see if it's a good platform for you. I'm not going to cover too much else on Pinterest ads right now. I just wanted to talk about it as a pretty big opportunity for e-commerce brands in the B2C space. And if you have tested Pinterest ads in any other spaces and had a good or bad experience, please write in and let me know. Send me an email. You can even tell me if you don't want me to mention you directly on the show or whatever. Happy to, you know, make sure that I don't put you on the spot that way. But I just want to get an idea. I want to see if other people have had good or bad experiences with it. If you do want me to mention you on the show, let me know that too. And I just want to bring that up and talk about some other scenarios of other people that have done this, because one of the things that I found recently was I was trying to talk to some people in the industry about what their experience has been with Pinterest ads, like if they're, you know, having success there and all that, and nobody's running it. So I don't really know anyone else running this right now. So I only have my own experience, And then, of course, like my Pinterest reps and all that, but they're just trying to sell the product. So they're not really going to give me an unbiased opinion of it. So anyway, let me know. I'm curious to hear how it's going for you. And that's all I'm going to cover for today. If you have any questions on anything, write it in, and I'll talk to you soon.